Well, I started with my choices for the other one, so.
Okay, Stuart, you can go ahead. Your worst film of the
festival. Worst film of the festival. Giallo.
See, now I've upset all the French people. Now
I'm you've going upset for the Italians.
Spelled G.
Giallo. It's Italian for yellow.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
I didn't know. I did my research.
Oh, and I didn't. Point taken.
Directed by Dario Argento, who at one time during the late 70s and 80s was a big name in this kind of subgenre of exploitation horror films, called Giallo. Let's see what he did there.
Ah, clever.
Which back then were basically a bit like an episode of Taggart, but with a lot more gratuitous nudity and gore scenes.
Now that's a TV show I wouldn't see on STV.
Which, you know, again, the Taggart reference is going to mean nothing to the international audience.
Well, basically, I don't know, I think it's quite popular abroad.
Police procedural type thing.
Yeah.
Blythe Duff is an icon in Korea. Maybe, I don't know. Just be one somewhere.
For a moment I was believing you.
So basically this genre, they all follow the same sort of basic pattern, and that follows through this film, which is basically a mysterious serial killer gruesomely murdering attractive women and following this a policeman trying to track down the killer. In this case, the policeman is played by Oscar winner Adrian Brody, which is all over the posters.
As they do.
Yeah. No one else really famous in it. Emmanuel Signer.
Just looking at everybody. And
exactly. Is a French actress. So yeah, basically her character, her younger sister is a model who gets kidnapped by this deformed serial killer in Rome. So she goes to the police station, the only police station in Rome where everyone understands and speaks English with an American accent.
Dear.
And gets sent to Adrian Brody, who plays this really, really sort of cliche-ridden detective who lives in the basement and whose only job is to try and track down the serial killer.
Is he an American?
He's Italian.
Right.
Who then moves to America.
Right.
And then comes back to Italy. Right. And there's a whole kind of... Yes, to Rome. And there's this whole subplot surrounding his character and his past.
So he's got an American accent, is he?
So, yes. Right. He's American. He's Italian. He's Italian who's lived in America. He's back to Italy. He talks American. But then, you know...
Well, right. Not liking it.
Right. The Italian police chief speaks an American accent, and he is Italian. Go work that on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a very sort of X-Files detective, lives in a basement, lives and sleeps in his basement, has lots of pictures of mutilated women Polaroids on his wall. Mm. Every time the camera angle changes, he's lighting up a cigarette. Mm. So after a little grumping, he teams up with Emmanuel Signer's character to try and track down this killer. And
that's fantastic, is it?
It's amazing. Given his reputation for, you know, having been the master of this genre and films like Suspiria and Tenebrae has got these big reputations for being big films of their time and very artily shot type things, the film that I saw was right up there with sort of Uwe Boll's worst kind of output. There's no style to it whatsoever. The acting was absolutely awful.
From Oscar winner Adrian Brody?
Especially from Oscar winner Adrian Brody.
My lord.
Some of the dialogue that he's coming out with would have made a George Lucas proud.
Hmm.
And he says it so straight-facedly.
There was a lot of laughter in the audience.
Yeah, I mean...
Showing. And that was a public showing as well.
I went into it. You know, there was a big write-up in the guide. And I was expecting big things for this, you know, supposedly this guy's return to form type thing. So I went in with an open mind. And for the first half, there's a kind of niggling doubt in your mind whether this is being played straight or whether it's a kind of self-parody type thing. And then about two-thirds of the way in, there's this flashback sequence involving Adrian Brody's character and his history. And it's so ludicrous, the entire audience just lost it from there. When it came out, and there's one specific line he says, and the entire theatre, everyone who was, you know, on side or indifferent, just roared with laughter. And from that point right to the end, nobody was taking it seriously at all. And everything that was seemed slightly off about it before just got even more ludicrous and more ridiculous. And just by the end of it, you're like, what?
Can I just read from the guide?
Please
here?
Do.
It says, director Dario Argento, acknowledged master of the genre, spins a dark, stylishly fractured web of fear revolving around a fascinating central performance from Oscar winner Brody. Contains some scenes viewers may find disturbing, but not in the right way by the sound of it.
Yeah. Adrian Brody's acting.
Oscar winner.
Oscar, yeah, we've got to say Oscar winner.
I mean,
because it's got, we are beside it, registered trademark, Oscar winner.
The introduction to the serial killer, the sort of first time he comes in and speaks, he comes into his sort of generic Saw-style basement, and you see this shadow of him, sort of Quasimodo figure against the wall. And then there's a sudden silence, and he suddenly goes, "Hello!" And the voice exactly like that. And again, the whole cinema just roaring with laughter. And I was like, you're supposed to take this seriously, this dark, fractured tale.
Yeah.
And what genre are they specifically referring to? The Argento films?
This genre? Giallo.
Yeah, exactly. And who else has made films in this genre?
It's a very sort of specific Italian genre. There are a lot of films around at the time. Lucio Fulci and Umberto Lenzi. I don't know if they mean anything to you.
No, they do because... was it Tarantino? No, not Tarantino. It was...
Tarantino was a big fan of those kind of films.
No, but it was thingy. Hostel. What's this guy's name?
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth. I remember I was listening to him talk about his relationship with Tarantino and how he introduced him to some of these Italian... Those two Italian directors. Something called The Body and something about To Train. I can't remember the names. Something.
Yeah, they've all got really weird names, like Cat in the Brain and things like that.
Yeah. And he talked about a couple of films that had inspired him to do these, to do Hostel and stuff like that.
Yeah, so he has a big sort of influence to all the directors that are coming up with these...
But a bit like...
Gory horror films. I won't use the TP word again.
But a bit like... yes. A bit like Romero. Now, look, the genre just doesn't... It doesn't work anyway.
That's it. It had its time. It's over now. You need to either... Let's say, you probably could have taken that and done a Wes Craven type thing and reinvented it and done something with it.
But it wouldn't be the same genre.
No, it wouldn't be. It'd be a different take on it and given it a bit of freshness, but it's just awful.
Okay. So don't go see that?
No.